Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Everybody, welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're ready to have a good time and attack the great outdoors. We are. We're out at, where are we at? We're at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. You know what that means? We're doing a live remote. That's exactly what it means. So we've got it all down here. We got the most important thing. We got tons of coffee, tons of boats, tons of donuts. We got some free gifts and giveaway. We got a couple people. Oh, there's people behind me. I didn't even see them. I got my back to them. I apologize. And we are ready to have a good time. We've got Jack and Hannah in the studio trying to make sure that I don't do something wrong. So I appreciate you two guys back there. But we're going to have a good time. Wayne Libera from Waterworks Marine is here. Believe it or not, his crack staff, yep, his mechanics are all here. I don't know what they're going to be doing, but that's the crack staff here. And Katie, she's someplace. I can't see Katie anywhere, but we're going to have a good time and stuff like that. But there's tons of stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about boating. We're going to talk about fishing. We also have a whole slew of we've got some different people that are going to be here. We've got Ryan Whitaker is going to be here. The U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary is going to be here. We also have Kenny Husker O'Malley is going to be here. We got some nice Lund stuff. We have a Shimano things here. We've got lots of Lund boats. We have lots of low boats. We got some pontoon boats. We have tons of things for everyone to enjoy in the great outdoors. Okay? Got to remember all of that stuff we're getting there. Hey, you know, one of the things is everybody that's listening to us, once again, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. So all you got to do is get in your car and shoot over here. Have some fun with us. These donuts were just made an hour ago. I'm telling you, they're really good. not that I need another donut, but like I said, I am just flat out excited about, you know, being down here. But remember to tell all your friends to tune in and listen to us on ESPN Chicago, the app there, or you can go to my website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Click on the podcast button and you'll hear today's show. And you can also listen to the podcast of other shows that we've done in the past couple of months. So there's plenty of things to do, plenty of places to find us. And it's easy as 1, 2, 3, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. So sit back, or if you're like a lot of my listeners, lay back. Got the headphones on so you're not disturbing anybody else in the room. And to listen to the show, pour yourself another cup of coffee. Or if you're a shift worker, you can definitely do that. Make yourself some lunch. But I have to say this, to all of my friends that are listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors in Italy, France, Belgium, England, Scotland, and I missed one country, but that's okay. Yes, there's a Chauncey's Great Outdoors International group now that listens to us, and we're very, very grateful to them that they are listening. Okay, I'm just making sure we got all these cool stuff here. You know what? As a matter of fact, I think we need to get my buddy Steve Silic on the phone because they're going to be here later on today. But I know next weekend is opening day of trout season. So let's get him on the line and hear what Steve has to tell everybody.
Now let's hear from Steve Sillick, Forest Preserve District of Cook County, Maine fisheries biologist, by the way. Steve, what's going on with trout season next weekend?
Oh, it's that wonderful time of year, Chance. We are 1 week away from the opener of the inland spring trout season. Next Saturday, April 5th, kicks off the spring season. I should have looked up. I think it's typically about 55 lakes statewide.
Mm-hmm.
But the Forest Preserves of Cook County is very excited, as always, to put 5,300 pounds of rainbow trout in five of the Forest Preserve lakes.
Ooh.
So whether you're up north at Axe Head or Baloo Lake in the Des Plaines and Park Ridge area, or maybe you're in those beautiful southwest suburbs by Sag Quarry East or Horsetail in the Palos and Lamont area, or south side of Chicago, Green Lake and Calumet City offer some really great trout fishing. So we are very excited to put roughly 1,000 pounds in each of those lakes. Kind of varies from lake to lake, but depending on where you go, there's going to be lots of nice opportunities to catch some of those nice rainbow trout. As always, the Forest Preserve lakes will be closed beginning Monday, March 31st. Through the opener, which the official opener would be sunrise on Saturday, April 5th. But we all know that it's illegal to fish for trout from March 15th until the opener anyway. So, because we're all law-abiding citizens out there, I hope. Creel limits are always the same, five trout per day with no size restrictions. And a valid Illinois sports license is required for all anglers 16 and older with your inland trout stamp. Make sure you get that trout stamp. If you do see anybody out there doing, bad things or breaking the law, I always recommend it's not good to approach them yourself. Your best bet, you can call the Forest Preserve Police at 708-771-1000 or the DNR's Conservation Police at TIP, or Target Illinois Poachers. And that number is 877-236-7529. So I hope you're all ready and excited to get out there Saturday, April 5th to start off the 2025 spring inland trout season.
Oh, I think they are. Steve, what were the lakes again that are going to be stocked?
The Forest Preserve lakes will include Axe Head Lake and Baloo Lake up in the Park Ridge and Des Plaines area, Sag Quarry East in Lamont, Horsetail Lake in Palos, and Green Lake in Calumet City.
So they're really spread out over the whole area.
Yeah, they really are. And, the people, I'm remiss in saying this, but Wolf Lake, which is in Cook County, gets stocked as well. That portion of Wolf Lake, but that's a state lake, so I normally don't talk about that one too much.
Mm-hmm.
But you also do have Wolf Lake on the south side of Chicago as well. So lots of opportunities right here in the greater Chicagoland area.
Okay. And I just want to remind everybody that because it's after April 1, you need your current 2005 fishing license, your current inland trout stamped if you're over 16 years of age, correct?
Exactly.
Otherwise, you'll get a next piece of paper from a conservation officer that's going to cost a lot more than your license ever would.
Yeah, what's the inland trout stamp, I think, is only $5 on top of a $15 license. So
yeah.
Just go ahead and get them. Make it easier on everybody and support fishing in Illinois.
Sounds good to me. Steve, thanks so much for coming on and telling us what's coming up next weekend here in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County.
No problem, Chauncey. Always a pleasure talking with you, and good luck out there, folks.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong. It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury Outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury Outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
It started out just like any other cast, except this time I hooked up.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
The Dragon Ball reel was smoking.
Monster Bass, please don't break my line.
The summer's coming up over my favorite little bay. Little did I know, today would be the day.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, broadcasting live. No, we're not at Cook County Jail. We're at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. However, that would be an interesting place to do a show from, I would think.
Sure,
right, Kenny?
Sure would.
Everybody, that's Ken Husker O'Malley that you see on the internet and stuff. He's one of the pro staff fishermen here. You know, this is, to me, this is when you're going to start catching fish. I mean, I'm catching bass, I'm catching bluegill, I'm catching crappies, I'm catching all kinds of stuff, and I'm catching them 3 feet, 2 feet from shore.
Yeah, depending on, you know, the bite window, mid-morning, mid-afternoon has been really good, even with all this inconsistent weather we've been having. It's just basically, you know, depending, you get those warm days, focus on the north shorelines because they're going to warm up, you know, the fastest, mm-hmm. especially with those southwest winds. And it's just a matter of, you know, when they start staging up, especially the bass, the bluegill, even the crappie, you know, they're thinking about spawning right now.
Right.
You know, we just got to get those water temps at the right optimal, you know, right now in the low 50s, we need to get those up over 55, closer to 60, and it'll be game on.
I mean, I don't even know because, like, and this is the most perfect thing to say, right? You know, when you walk up to a lake, a pond or whatever, look at the way the wind is blowing. Where is the surface water blowing into? Because all the crappies and all the bass we were catching were on the north side of this pond in a little cove where the water was being blown into. That means all that warm surface water is piling in there, yep. and only takes a degree or two, and you're catching fish. Where is she? Miss Prepke, don't forget, Miss Prepke, have your cup of coffee, and we got a spot here warmed up for you. Thank you, ma'am. That's our dear friend from Mercury Motors. And but, I mean, this is where, we caught crappie like it was unbelievable. The next day, all we caught were largemouth bass in the exact same spot.
Yeah, you know, and each species, depending on, you know, those winds and that slightly higher spike in the water temps, you'll get, you know, fish staging, whether, you know, bluegill one day, like yesterday, the bluegill bite was really excellent mid-afternoon, and, you know, towards, you know, late evening, the bass started kicking in.
Yeah.
And also, you know, crappie kind of mid-morning. So it's kind of, you can target multiple species throughout the day.
Cool, cool. And that's the fun part about this. And people, yes, I love to go, you know, out to different places to go fishing. You know, especially if I can, you know, throw it in one of Wayne's, you know, Lund or Load. I mean, that makes it a little bit nicer. But, you know, but shore fishing is all over the place. I mean, you don't need a boat to be fishing Lake Michigan right now.
Nope.
The salmon are just, you know, basically, you can cast for them. You can use a power line for them. You can do all kinds of stuff for them, and they're catching fish. And to me, the coho that you catch for the next 60 days are the best eating. Oh, my God. Oh, you put them on either the Weber grill or your grill in the house with a little lemon and a little, you know, pepper on it. Oh, my God.
Smoke them.
Smoke them.
Smoke them.
Smoke them. Do you ever do salmon candy where you put the brown sugar?
That's the best.
I'm salivating.
Yep. So everybody just, you know, fish fry at Chauncey's house.
Actually, I think we should be doing a cooking segment with Wayne sometime. Because if you
there
ever
you
want
go.
This
That's
guy
good
cooks
idea.
Like you wouldn't believe, let's cook with Wayne, you know, and see what comes up. Because, I mean, it's unbelievable the stuff that guy makes. I mean, if you look at his staff, well, maybe one of them's on the thin side. You know, and I'm not counting his kids. But really, there's so much to do this time of the year. And, I mean, this is where people need to get out, have fun. You're going to be here most of the day, right?
Part of the day.
Part of the day?
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, yes, we're here at 6 in the morning in the Coast Guard doing boating safety checks here at 7:30. And, you know, when you have a boat, there's nothing wrong. This is not something, you know, somebody's inspecting you. It's another set of eyes looking at what's on your boat, in your boat. Because you just kind of look stuff over. Everybody does.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be, you know, that you're fishing Lake Michigan to get it checked out.
No.
You know, inland lakes, same thing. You just want to make sure that your boat is safe.
Yeah. And we've lost, I hate to say this, we should lose nobody. But we've lost people on LaSalle Lake. We've lost people on other inland lakes. And the most important thing you can do is wear a life jacket.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, when people say life jackets, they always think of the old, I'm going to date myself, I apologize. They think of the old Mae West where they big bulky thing on it. No. They make them thinner. I wear the inflatable ones, the auto inflatable.
Yep, same here.
And, you know, I cannot tell you how good it is. One time I was screwing around. Not that I would ever not screw around. But I fell off the boat, hit the water, and as I was in midair, I went, oh, I got my life jacket on. And when I hit the water, I consciously said one, and I never got to 1.5, and I heard boom,
yep.
And that life jacket expanded, and I was like, this is really cool, you know? And so that was, and you don't wear a life jacket for yourself. Yes, you do, but you don't. No. I wear a life jacket. Why do I wear a life jacket? I wear a life jacket so I can come down to Waterworks Marine and have all the guys in the, you know, the back room, the mechanics, give me grief for about 20 minutes. I wear it to sit and have a good conversation with Wayne and his lovely wife. I sit there to sit and talk to you. I want to go fishing. I want to talk to my grandkids. I want to pet my dog that doesn't really like me. But, you know, that's why I wear a life jacket. It's for everybody else in my world. I mean,
yep, you're coming home.
Yes.
Bottom line.
Yeah. Every time you click your life jacket, you're saying, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Yep.
That's what you're doing.
Exactly.
And that's an important thing on that. And so many people just aren't doing it. So we've got 60 degrees today. We've got north winds blowing at 20-some miles an hour. 6-foot waves on Lake Michigan predicted for tomorrow. Don't go. It's not tomorrow. I think that's on Monday.
Yeah.
But what's your plan to be, and what bait would you throw?
You know what? You cannot go wrong with a lipless crankbait for bass. And here's a little secret for all the listeners out here. Rayburn Red Firecraw, you cannot go wrong with that.
Red.
Yes.
Go with red.
Hot color for the spring.
Yeah. When I was taking classes at the Shedd Aquarium, I used to have a little laser light, and I would shine it into the tanks. And the guy, all the people there knew it was me because they'd start yelling and screaming, Chauncey, stop doing that, you know.
It's kind of like me at Bass Pro Shops at the tank.
That's right. You know, you get them all jacked up.
Sir, don't fish there.
Oh, I've fished the main aquarium at the Gurney store. Yeah. That was too much fun. Myself and another individual, I didn't say we got into trouble, but they said you can't fish this tank anymore. It's interesting.
Please step away from the tank,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, Chauncey, please put down the rod, step away from the tank. I mean, when that muskie lunged out of the water and my heart stopped, it's just that it kind of jumped out of the tank and I got yelled at. You know.
But that's what happens.
Hey, you know, the fish jump. I can't tell the fish not to do that.
It was excited to see you.
Yeah. Now, like I said, you see my your reports. We talk about it every Saturday in Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I know you send stuff to Bowman.
Yep.
I'm not sure if you send stuff to anybody else. And you're also posting on your Facebook page a lot.
Yep.
Which is what?
Husker Outdoors.
Husker Outdoors.
Yep. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look for you on Instagram.
Yep.
Well, I want to say thanks much for coming on here this morning and having fun with us. And, you know, you're going to be here for a while. So if anybody wants to learn about fishing local waters and having some fun catching fish, they need to come out to where?
Waterworks Marine.
18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Or as they say on the Polish program on Sunday morning, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Chicago. In Country Club Hills. All right, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills is doing it again. Waterworks and Mercury are offering up to a 7-year extended warranty coverage depending on the motor you want on a new boat or repower that boat full of family memories for the next generation with a new Mercury motor. On top of that, Lund is also offering up to $7,500 in savings on select models. And Lowe is offering up to $5,000 in savings on select models. Now is the perfect time to take advantage of the high-value offer only at Waterworks Marine. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org. That's takemefishing.org.
Hey everyone, Chauncey here. Get ready for Constellation Fishing for a Cure tournament at Braidwood Lake on April 12th. This is a big one. We are so close to raising $1 million in total donations over 24 years of having the tournament that local charities have received. And you can help make it possible by signing up and being part of the tournament to reach the $1 million goal. Constellation, the clean energy company, picks up all the expenses and believes in helping the community and the employees and their families. So every dollar raised in the tournament goes to the charities. We know fishermen have big hearts, and you will come out and help us reach that $1 million goal. This is the biggest charity event in the Midwest, and Constellation, the clean energy company, also guarantees $10,000 in prize money, with the winner getting $4,000, second place $2,500, third place $1,000, and they pay out the top 10 places. For more information, go to my Facebook page, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, for rules and application forms, or send me a note to ChaunceyN at AOL.com, and I'll send all the forms out to you. From my heart to yours, thank you, and I'll see you there.
On March 29th, come to Waterworks Marine Open House at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. This is a day of fun for you, your friends, and family. We kick off at 6 a.m. with the broadcast of my program, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, live at Waterworks. You can hear seminars on hummingbird and Minn Kota products, boating safety from the Coast Guard, fishing guides from Lake Michigan, and your kids will even learn about high school fishing programs. Talk to factory reps from Lowe, Lunn, Mercury, and more. Bring your boat in for a free vessel safety check. And Waterworks Marine, they will also be donating a portion of all sales at the open house to Chicago Adaptive Sports No Limits Fishing. And they will demonstrate how they make fishing Lake Michigan accessible to everyone. So mark your day March 29th and come to Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 for more info.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie. Some call it a
Hi there, this is Chelsea Cartin, and I'm from Ghost River Lodges, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And a body like a
hog. Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, here at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Zestero Avenue in Country Club Hills. I know, there's a great story with that. Sitting with me is Debbie Prepke, who is, I've got to do this. It's been killing me. I've been trying to figure out how to introduce her. Debbie works for Mercury for what, 3 years?
Oh, I wish. Yeah. No, I don't. I love the fact I've got 27 years.
27 years. But I, you know, she's got a banner she's wearing. It says, you know, Miss Mercury. So I just want to sing, "There she is, Miss Mercury."
Not at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, listen, it's tough at, you know, whatever time of day. But thanks for coming on. And I see you at sports shows. I see you throughout the year. I missed the Classic. I don't know if you went down for the Classic.
No, I didn't.
I'm going to Red Crest next week, so I'll be there for that. But, you know, one of the things, Deb, is what makes Mercury the motor sportsmen want?
There are so many different things, Chancey, that make that. Mm-hmm. It can be the fisherman that just wants the dependability. I know I can get on the water and I can run, I can be safe, I can be good. And that we definitely have that. But then there's also the fisherman that wants all the bells and whistles, the technology, the blings. And Mercury is one of the best innovators in all the manufacturing on outboard engines or on marine engines that give them that. You know, as soon as I think I know the product, they decide to change it and come out with a different app or come out with a different wire that you can hook up. And all of a sudden you can find out how much gas you're using. You can do this, you can do that. So we are such an innovator at giving the consumer what he wants. Mm-hmm. You know, voice of the customer is very, very important to us.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. We go out there, we survey, we ask people, what do you want? And that's why if you look at our V6, our V8s, our V10s, we created things on there, or I should say they engineered things that are different. You know, guys want to be able to check the oil. They want to be able to look. Well, they don't want to get off the boat. They don't want to, you know, unplug this, undo this and that. Now they can go to the back of their boat. They can open up the hood. I call it the gas tank lid. Open up the gas tank lid, check their oil. Oh, I'm low a little bit. Add a little oil right in there, put it back on and close it, and off they go. They don't even have to get off the boat. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and that's what they wanted. That's what they told us they wanted. So our engineers sat down and said, okay, well, what do they want? Let's make it. You know, Mercury has always been the predominant black, you know, black and red. Everybody's Mercury's black and red. Well, the consumers down south said, hey, we don't like to have the black and red. It gets too hot. You know, our hood gets hot. We can't touch. Can we have white? Can we, you know, yeah. And the OEM said, we love to match the motors to our boats. You know, some pontoon people, they say, hey, I made this beautiful white boat. It'd be beautiful to have a white motor on the back. It'd be beautiful to have a warm fusion on the back. So let's go out and do it. Now, on the sales side, that adds a lot of different models. But it also gives consumer, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, too, is, you know, Mercury, what I love about the outdoors is I was taught by my mother to fish. My dad worked nights and weekends, so my mother was the person who took, up until I was 11 years old and I found out what Boy Scouts were. And, I mean, you know, my mom and my aunts and a couple of lady friends, they were the ones who went, we went camping, we went fishing, we went that. As a matter of fact, everybody, there's a woman sitting up front here who has known me since I was, I'm not going to tell you how little, sitting right there. And, you know, but the thing is, now with so many more women wanting to be in tournaments, wanting to go out as a group of ladies are going hunting, a group of ladies are going fishing, a group of ladies are in this bass tournament. And it's not just the bass tournament, you know, for the girls. It's the bass tournament where it's a mixed group where they're competing against the guys and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you're seeing more of them. And I think the women feel that the Mercury engines are the engines that are the, they don't have to worry about it.
Well, it's the easy application, I call it, you know. Do I love the boat? Absolutely. Do I want to drive a boat or dock a boat? Scares me a lot. I'm going to be very honest. But that's why we've created, you know, active trim. You can put that on your boat, and she never has to worry about trimming. You know, it's basically go forward, go backwards, and da-da-da. You know, you don't have to worry about it. The motor will automatically trim by the RPMs and the GPS locations that it's going. It's great for beginners. It's great for a lot of ladies. And it's not just ladies. Men, too.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm saying
like
men,
that.
Too.
But I work with a lot of kids' tournaments, and I am learning in the last couple years how many moms bring their kids to fish and how many moms want to get out there and teach them how to, you know, tie a hook, you know, bait or anything like that. But now they're getting them on the boats, and they're teaching them, too, how to run a boat. How to, you know, how to drive a boat. And I think Mercury is giving them that ability to keep it simple and still enjoy it. But as they do as they fish more, or they run a pontoon more, or a cruiser more, or anything, this, they feel more comfortable. It's the human person. Once you do things more, you get more comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. Then they're looking at more of the bells and whistles. And they, oh, I can do this, or I can use docking mode, or I can do this. And that's really exciting to see, because that makes them want to be on the water more.
Yeah.
Nobody likes to do stuff they don't know how to do.
No.
Nobody
no.
does.
No. And I don't want to bring up I don't even know how to approach the subject, but, you know, with so many single moms out there, this is a great way for you to, you know, get the kids, get off the green, you know, get on outdoor time, to get them off the screen time and stuff like that. I mean, I was just real fortunate because my mother, you know, we didn't have all this electronic stuff. But, you know, she taught me to fish. She taught me to – she didn't teach me to hunt except for how to hunt mushrooms. She taught me how to make my own booze. Yep. She taught me how to cook. She taught me – you know, that's why I'm the size I am. I mean, Mom did a good job. And, you know, but I mean, she was the only person – I can call her 3 a.m. and say, you want to go perch fishing? Okay, be here 30 minutes sooner, and I'll make you breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay, Mom, I'm there. You know,
it's because she knows it's what you enjoy doing, and she enjoys being with you. I think that, you know, a lot of people always say to me, what's your main thing when you work these kids' tournaments or you work in the adult tournaments? I always say, you know, you can get on the water. It doesn't matter. You know, don't get me wrong, I'd love to have you running a Mercury, but I want you on the water and making memories because I know my father's 89 years old. And I think back at things we did when I was 14, 15, younger, that you never forget. You never forget. And you think, I want to bring that to my kids.
Yeah.
I want them to say that when I'm 89 years old.
Mm-hmm.
and that. And I think we try, as even as a company, it's the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. We want to bring the lifestyle back into the world. Now, I understand we want to keep them off the phones. We really do. It's today's world. There's an app for everything.
Yeah.
And that. And sometimes when you're on a boat, I love watching some of these guys take their 16, 17-year-old grandkids out or their sons out, and they can't figure out how to run their fish locator, or they can't figure out how to run this. And get over here. You know how to run this computer. fix it for me. And they do it.
Yes.
So we do need to remember they are the future, yeah. And we need to keep including that stuff in it, mm-hmm. because that's what they enjoy.
Yeah.
You know?
One of the things you just mentioned, apps. I know Mercury's got an app that there's a little wing nut that puts on the motor. I'm technical, okay?
Wingding, yep.
Yeah, I could see. I'm not looking at it, but I could see the mechanics, yep. ready to throw things at me here. You know? But, you know, you got this little wing nut you put on the computer, on the engine,
yep.
and it reads to your phone. And this way, when you think you're having a problem, that you just... The mechanic can look at it and say, oh, this is what your problem is. We can figure it up instead of waiting and having a bigger problem down the road, because it's all mechanical. I mean, you know, things break, you know.
Well, you know, since 2004, we've created motors. We call them smart engines, okay,
yeah.
smart craft engines. Well, we created a VesselView Mobile a while back, mm-hmm. that you could put on, and it was nice. It gave a lot of information through the app, and Waterworks here really worked strong with us on it. Well, now we came out with what we call Smart Connect. And like you said, it's a little wingding that they put on the motor. They put it in there. They program it with your motor. They pick a dealership as your favorite dealership or whatever. You're out on the water and you have an issue. You can call your dealership. He can log into his system and go, oh, yeah, it's code number 207. Don't worry. Just you can go all weekend. Let's make an appointment for Monday morning. Or he can say, hey, tune down. Bring it into shore. We need to get you in right away. We don't want you to wreck anything. Years ago, we couldn't do that. You never knew. The guy said, oh, it's making a little noise, no big deal. I'll keep running it while you blow up your engine or whatever. But this way they know ahead of time, communicate with the dealer. The dealers can look at this stuff and say, oh, Bob Smith just hit 99 hours. We need to bring him in at 100-hour oil change. It's better for the machine. It's better for the engine. And, hey, Bob Smith, we have an opening next Thursday at 9 o'clock. Can you bring your boat in? You know, so that's where there's so much more communication. And they look at their phone, look at the app, and they get all the information they need.
I hope you could see the look on my face when you started telling me this. I'm going, holy, burp, you know? Yeah. Really?
Well, you know, there's simple questions. Like, how many of the guys out there say, guy, I really want to sell my boat next week. I have no idea how many hours are on my motor. I don't know. It's got, I don't know, I've 3 years. I probably got 200 hours on. We don't know. Well, this will tell them the hours. This will tell them the RPMs that they've run and where their safe zone. We make marathon runners, okay? Mm-hmm. Our motors are made to perform. Now, if a guy goes out there and he's selling a motor and he's never gone more than 2,000 RPMs in 4 years, that motor's never really worked.
Mm-hmm.
So now we look at it, I'm buying a marathon runner that they stuck in a wheelchair. You know, so we need to create, you know, create the knowledge to the consumer on what he's got and what he can do. Give the knowledge to the dealers on what the consumer's done, and then marry them together to make it a better, you know, experience out there on the water. So, and we do that constantly. We're constantly looking at that.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And if you have that wing nut put on your motor, that smart thing, make sure they put down Waterworks Marine, because these guys, they're so good here.
Absolutely.
On service. They're just phenomenal. But once again, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about why everybody loves a Mercury.
Why buy a Mercury? It's the best.
Debbie Prepke, everybody. Give her a round of applause. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills is doing it again. Waterworks and Mercury are offering up to a 7-year extended warranty coverage depending on the motor you want on a new boat, or repower that boat full of family memories for the next generation with a new Mercury motor. On top of that, Lund is also offering up to $7,500 in savings on select models.
and Lowe is offering up to $5,000 in savings on select models. Now is the perfect time to take advantage of the high-value offer only at Waterworks Marine. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Hey everyone, Chauncey here. Get ready for Constellation Fishing for a Cure Tournament at Braidwood Lake on April 12th. This is a big one. We are so close to raising $1 million in total donations over 24 years of having the tournament that local charities have received, and you can help make it possible by signing up and being part of the tournament for to reach the $1 million goal. Constellation, the clean energy company, picks up all the expenses and believes in helping the community and the employees and their families. So every dollar raised in the tournament goes to the charities. We know fishermen have big hearts, and you will come out and help us reach that $1 million goal. This is the biggest charity event in the Midwest, and Constellation, the clean energy company, also guarantees $10,000 in prize money, with the winner getting $4,000, second place $2,500, third place $1,000, and they pay out the top 10 places. For more information, go to my Facebook page, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, for rules and application forms, or send me a note to ChaunceyN@AOL.com, and I'll send all the forms out to you. From my heart to yours, thank you, and I'll see you there. On March 29th, come to Waterworks Marine Open House at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. This is a day of fun for you, your friends, and family. We kick off at 6 a.m. with the broadcast of my program, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, live at Waterworks. You can hear seminars on hummingbird and Minn Kota products, boating safety from the Coast Guard, fishing guides from Lake Michigan, and your kids will even learn about high school fishing programs. Talk to factory reps from Lowe, Lund, Mercury, and more. Bring your boat in for a free vessel safety check. And Waterworks Marine, they will also be donating a portion of all sales at the open house to Chicago Adaptive Sports No Limits Fishing. And they will demonstrate how they make fishing Lake Michigan accessible to everyone. So mark your day March 29th and come to Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 for more info.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door.
Mm-hmm.
Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I can prove it, though.
You ain't got no ambition.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Are we ready? I think we are. We're having a good time. We're at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Your one location for low, lunds, all kinds of extra things. We've got an open house going on here. Wayne's going to be with me in a few minutes here. But before I get to start talking, Wayne, about everything else that's happening, I have to do this. This is the most important thing on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, because if I don't do this, I will get grief from people that I did not read my grandson Aiden's fishing report that has been sponsored by Waterworks Marine for 26 years.
Well, we need to know about Aiden's fishing report,
God. Yes, and Aiden sent me a report, and it goes, I haven't read it yet, so you're hearing it when I do. And once again, this is sponsored by Waterworks Marine with their open house going on this weekend, Saturday, 18660 South Cicero Avenue. We've got food, we've got donuts, we got lots of coffee. We're going to have lunch. We got some great guests here. You can learn about your motor. You can learn about places to go fish, et cetera, et cetera. But here's the Aiden report. Papa, we took a ride to Berrien Springs Dam and watched the steelhead jumping at the dam. That was really cool. Steelhead continue to be caught by that dam, and the guys are using silver and blue quirkies are their hot lures. I couldn't figure out what a quirky was, though. And they didn't show me. They kept fishing. We then took a ride to Benton Harbor, and ugly weather. The people are not going on the pier. So everybody was trying to be safe, I guess. Most guys fishing said they were out prior to when the weather got dangerous in Berrien Springs. And a couple of times they started catching steelhead from shore and the boat near the pier. But the weather changed and the waves got too much. One of the guys told me on the Black River, they were catching some steelhead in the river, and most of those fish were caught on spawn. My friend Allison, who's Allison? This kid's 15 years old. Who's Allison? I want to know. said they were fishing the pier, and things got better this past weekend, and they got coho, salmon, and some steelhead. Who's Allison? I got to find out from this kid.
I want to know what a quirky is.
That's what I want to know, too. I want a quirky, and who's Allison?
Okay.
You know? I mean.
Well, he's 15 years old. Who do you think Allison is?
I don't want to go there.
Okay.
But he said the anglers were fishing the lakeside and the South Piers in the St. Joe area. And once again, Papa, I'm always looking for good stuff that you send me. Love, your grandson, hockey star, and professional angler in training, Aiden. And it's sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills.
Well, send Aiden a message back and tell him we need a follow-up next week, because we're all going to be listening to learn what a quirky is.
I know. What a quirky. You know, Q-U-I-R-K-I-E-S, quirkies. Any of you guys know what a quirky is?
It's a round little cork
Round little cork that's got some stuff on it? Oh, okay. You can learn something at Waterworks every day.
Yep. Guy from Wild Dogs know all about it.
Oh, that's good. Wayne, we are here. We're having a great time. Who knows how many fish reports we're going to get in, because if you want to learn more about fishing, come on over to Waterworks. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, how about it? We've got, you know, some pro staff people are going to talk about how to fish some of the local waters so you can catch some fish. Everybody doesn't have to drive 500 miles away.
No.
There's a lot of fish to be caught here locally.
Yeah.
So that'll be Wild Dogs Charters and the guys from Tightlines. They'll be here. Tightlines is also a tackle manufacturer, and they're going to be bringing some of their product here today.
Oh, cool.
Coast Guard's going to be here, do some boat safety inspection. So bring your boat over, get a free boat safety inspection, save some insurance money.
Mm-hmm.
Reps from Lund Boat Company are here. And of course, you talked to Debbie a few minutes ago from Mercury Marine, and our low rep will be here and to answer any questions for anybody. We got some great rebates on boats, Chauncey. Everybody's really stepped up deep for our open house. We got rebates as high as $5,000. We got extended warranties, an extra 2 to 4 years, depending on the motor. That, depending on horsepower, could be worth thousands of dollars. That's free for Mercury. So there's a lot of incentives. So it's a good time to come out and take a look at the boats, learn some stuff. Even for the families that are thinking about getting into boating, it's a good opportunity to come out, mingle with other boaters, and find out what this sport is all about.
Oh, yeah. So you tell me that Debbie opened up her pocketbook? And
oh, yeah, yeah. She went deep.
Went deep.
So thousands of dollars in warranties. I mean, it comes with a lot of money. So, and free is great. Who doesn't like free?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Free is a good word. Free is a good word. The, so much to do. Yes, you know, we're here at Waterworks Marine. But there's just to get out and enjoy the outdoors is what you really want people to do.
That's really what it's all about. It's all about a kind of take off Debbie's perspective on it. It's really about family, and it's about having fun and creating memories.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, boating, I always say, you know, boating, so much of boating is just kind of anchored in the lake. You're not motoring around all day and everything. Mm-hmm. You're just kind of sitting out there picnicking, fishing. It's really good family time.
Oh, exactly. And, I mean, this is what you need to do. But if people do have whether it's a small motor on a, you know, John boat or a rowboat, whatever, or they didn't do much with it last winter, you need to get it into a place like Waterworks, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, service is key so that your day is enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that product failing on you. And you should maintain your motor every year. And they have different programs depending on the motor horsepower, every 1 year or 3 years or 5 years. That vessel view that we talked about tells us a lot mm-hmm. in that direction. But really, our staff here, if you bring your motor by and kind of let them know what's going on and what your service has been in the past, if we don't have record of it, we can help get you on the path of quality service.
Cool. And you, once again, we're all at Waterworks Marine. We're here till sometime this afternoon, I think.
Yep.
But we want people to come out, have some fun. There's drawings for free gifts. I've got some stuff, too, that we're going to be doing some drawings for. And we just want more and more people to get out and be part of the great outdoors. If somebody wants to get more information from Waterworks Marine, what's the best way for them to get it?
You know, contact us. Contact us at waterworks.com by email. Facebook, Instagram, call us at 708-798-9700, or better yet, just stop on by.
Mm-hmm. Stop on by and just have a little chit-chat.
There you go.
You know, and find the, as I call it, the Damon Runyon of boater shops, you know, boat dealers. There's always a character behind every counter.
That's true. We do have personality here.
That's right. So. And your grand dog is probably the best character to work
yeah,
with.
Yeah, Ray, we saved him.
That's
so.
Right. The Ray. Well, once again, Wayne, thanks for having this here, the open house, Saturday, March 29th. Let's have some fun. Come on out here. We're going to be here the rest of the day. So I want to, you know, come out. Let's talk the outdoors. Let's take a few pictures. Great seminars. Lots and lots of things going on here. So make sure you're here. Okay, Wayne?
Thanks very much, Chauncey. We'll talk to you.
Okay. Hey, you know what's April 1? That's Tuesday. Right. You know what's April 2? On April 1? It's the opening day of smelt season in Chicago. I know everybody's going, what's a smelt? I know.
Do we still have smelt?
Yeah, they're slowly coming back. I mean, when you look at Lake Michigan on a whole, there's almost like a line coming from north to south. You're hearing more and more in the streams. And maybe we'll get back down here and we'll start seeing them. But if not, stop at the grocery store, pick up a couple of pounds, and take them down to the lakefront, set your smelt nets up, and cook them while you're down there.
You know, we talk about smelting in the old days, and everybody looks at you cross-eyed like, you did what?
Yeah, I know.
And I would be thrilled to talk to a biologist to tell me whatever happened to the smelt, because those were fun times.
Yeah, and they're not a fish that was here. They're an invasive species.
Oh.
And they were put actually in a lake in Michigan, in a small lake. They were doing a study, and the river flooded. Took them out of that pond into the river. The river went into Lake Michigan, and the rest was history.
Well, I guess we'll just have to keep settling for perch.
Yeah, you know, we'll have to force it down our throat, you know. perch and spring coho and, you know.
There you go.
Just the small things in life.
Yeah.
But, okay, we got to get a couple of fish reports. Oh, fishing licenses. You need a new fishing license April 1, Tuesday. If you don't have one, you may get a piece of paper from a conservation officer, and it's going to cost a lot more than a fishing license. So just go online on your phone. You can go on your computer and just get it done. Don't worry about it. And every fishing license gives us money from the Pittman-Robertson Act, and for we can have that there. Whoa, flute's playing. So I must be coming to the end of the show, and I'd like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from the Kiowa Nation. It says, walk gently in the spring, Mother Earth is pregnant. Walk gently in the spring, Mother Earth is pregnant. That's very, very true. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch, the birds we chase, and the mushrooms we pick in the spring for those morels. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week. Where? From Huntsville, Alabama, for the Red Crest. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Take care, everybody.